office birthday party planner.
Oh, fun.
Teachers just have better work stories. If you want a creative, collaborative job worth talking about, head to teach.org. Brought to you by teach.org.
And right now it is 9:51, and we have our friends in from OKM Music. We have Brittany Burling and also Bo Ball. And welcome, and very glad to have you here in the studio with us today. And
good to be here.
A tight squeeze. What we got coming up besides October? We talked about that.
We talked about Oktoberfest, yeah. And actually, I have an update for you.
Oh, lay it on me.
So we got the German American Society of Tulsa coming in to do music with their Glasgespelle. Coming in to do music and dance for Oktoberfest. So, you know, when I came in the other day, I wasn't quite sure, but it is, we have it set in stone. It's all there. So, But we have one of our board members with us today, Bo. And so we wanted to highlight some of our board members and what they bring to the community and what they bring to OKM Music. So we thought we would introduce her today.
Bo, welcome to K1.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right. What got you interested in being a part of this and being on the board?
I am just really passionate about music. I don't have a huge background myself other than, you know, being a choir kid and stuff like that. But I'm very passionate about having arts in our community. And I just wanted to make sure and see if I could, if there was anything I could do to help spread that and make sure that it survives.
Is she putting you to work?
Yes.
Absolutely. No, our board members are actually really active. They come to activities. Yeah. Yeah, they come to all of our activities. They are on the radio this morning. Mm-hmm. We sort of get them out in the community as much as we possibly can, and they are awesome. We have a really, really good board of directors. So they kind of are a diverse group. They have, you know, they're sort of all over the community in different areas. So we're happy to have them. And they play a big role in building the festival. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Your experience so far, I mean, pretty rewarding, I imagine.
Definitely for me. I'm one of the newer board members, so I just came on right before this last festival, so I got to see it all in action. I wasn't heavily involved in the planning of it, but I got to see the execution, so it was very interesting for me and very rewarding. I was able to just kind of go out and help out with different things, and that's always very important to me, so just being able to be out and help in the community, so...
You know, one thing, it's one thing to go out and enjoy the festival and enjoy all of the performance and what have you, but to see it from the backside, wow, definitely. You realize how much work that takes to pull it off.
Yes, it's a lot. And Bo was also telling me right beforehand that she has a daughter that's really interested in music. So
I do.
It seems to kind of run in the family.
Yeah, I do. She's 12 years old. She goes to Central Middle School. She's in the band, which is excellent here, I have to say. So she's... definitely is probably as passionate, if not more, than I am about music, and I hope to see it continue because of her. So,
you know, it's one of those things. It's a universal language, and those who are blessed enough to first of all appreciate it and then can pick up an instrument and perform, that's gravy, man. That's the icing on the cake.
Absolutely. And something that we've talked so much about is just, you know, having a festival like this give so much exposure not only to our patrons but also to kids who are coming in and experiencing music for the first time. And I think it really can get kids fired up to learn their own instrument and to want to pursue music. And there's been so many studies that have shown that connection between music and education is just so high. So it's really an important thing. At least that's
very
what
true.
We believe is that it's a really important thing to keep alive in our community, is bringing, you know, the festival and bringing music to everyone.
That's wonderful.
Yes, for sure.
Now, one thing that that Brittany told me, that this started out with being classical, but now we've spread the whole spectrum. We now are in so many different genres. It's really widened up. And on top of that, that has really created a lot of interest and sparked a lot of interest in different kinds of music, maybe things that we've not been introduced to before. Mm-hmm. And the festival provides that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we were talking right beforehand, actually, about how it seems like everyone on our board sort of has like different, like a niche of like, you know, instruments that they're interested in or a genre that they're interested in, and how we all kind of, I don't know, bring something to the table that's different. So
what is your niche?
Probably just being eclectic myself. I like a little bit of everything.
Great.
So I can appreciate classical. I can appreciate hard rock. I can appreciate... country, you know, I mean, everything all across the board. And I think I like to think that I can just be a fresh set of eyes and a third party perspective of helping, you know, kind of group all that in together. So that's kind of my goal.
Well, it's kind of like a beautiful bouquet for the years, isn't it? You've got a whole variety of exactly. everything going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been very cool also to get to know all of our board members mm-hmm. because, like I said, they are involved in the community. And it's been very nice to be able to sort of sit yeah. down and get to know them one-on-one. And I would love to be able to bring them out and get them introduced to more people in the community. So.
Well, that's wonderful, mm-hmm. you know. And the thing is, you bring so much joy with OKM Music. It is just an amazing thing. I came here right at the tail end of the festival mm-hmm. and heard about the big old brass band that did the...
Dallas Brass, yeah. They were great.
That was my favorite hand.
Yeah, yeah. They were really, really good.
And they made a pretty convincing bid to try to come back.
They sure did. Yes, yeah. They sure did. They were awesome. And of course, that Woola Rock concert is always a fan favorite. So, you know, it was good to have them out there at one of Bartlesville's, you know, really well-known locations. So.
And they could even work in the dark too.
Yeah, they sure could. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's something amazing. Else about the festival is, you know, mm-hmm. we try and highlight Bartlesville. It's not just about OKM Music. It's about wanting to support this town as a whole. Yeah. And, you know, so when we take music out to Woola Rock, you know, we're mm-hmm. exposing people to Woola Rock, people who maybe aren't familiar with Bartlesville. You got people coming in from Tulsa who are seeing Woola Rock maybe for the first time. We had a free showcase event out at Prairie Song. I had never been out to Prairie Song. Have y'all been out there before?
Right, yeah. I haven't
oh,
yet.
My gosh. It is so beautiful. It is right outside of town. And it's just like this old, like, I think, 19th century recreation of like a colonial little town. Oh. And it's really beautiful. It's just very tranquil. And we were able to have a concert out there. We went to the high school. We went to Price Tower. We had one of our actually final concert was out at Price Tower. So we got to highlight that. And it's really cool to be able to go all over town and just support Bartlesville and show off our very cool little town that we have here.
Now, Bo, a question to you. What's been your most favorite experience since being on the board so far? I mean, you said you're a relative newcomer. You haven't yes. really seen it all yet. But
yep,
so far, you probably got it your highlight.
Probably for me, just the highlight so far has been just being a part of it. Uh-huh. Just feeling like I have a voice in some of the decisions being made and anything that I can do to help them, you know, I mean, make those ideas and dreams come true, you know, with the festival. So that for me is rewarding enough, just being able to help. So.
And if you were able to maybe talk to someone who's maybe got a little bit of an interest in being a volunteer, perhaps a board member, what would be one of the things that you tell them about becoming a member on board?
We are always grateful to have any help because, as you said, that there's a lot of work that goes behind the
yes,
scenes.
So
I was able to see that this year. There's a lot of sweat and tears that go into the uh-huh. behind the scenes. So come on down and talk to somebody at OKM. Feel free to sign up. Like we're always looking for donations, of course, but mm-hmm. That could be time, money, you know, I mean,
talent. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
So.
We are always, if you are a musician and you want to get involved with us, we can find use for that. Absolutely.
Definitely.
We do pop-up concerts. We have all types of different fundraising events that we can put together with musicians right here from Bartlesville that are willing to donate their time. So absolutely reach out to us if you have talent that you'd like to share.
We've got just a few seconds left, and sorry for the time crunch today, but the website so people can get familiar with you and also make some inquiries.
OKMmusic.org.
It's that easy.
It's that easy.
Brittany and Bo, thank you very much for being on board today. Really, it was a pleasure meeting you, and it's always great to have you on here, Brittany. We always have a lot of fun together talking music and a lot of fun here, too, on one-on-one with the pros and also with Community Connection right here on K1. K1, the one you trust.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. What does your auto insurance cover? Call Phoenix Insurance for a quote, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville.
And right now, it's just ahead of 10 o'clock, and we have news
this
CBS.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Real news, real reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. In the wake of two men.